Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1532. How to Make Getting Fit More Fun and Less Frustrating, by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Diwali if you're celebrating, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. All right, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. How to Make Getting Fit More Fun and Less Frustrating, by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. As I tucked into the homemade ice cream pops I'd made earlier in the day, I had a realization. The process of making this delicious dessert from start to finish mirrors how I want my clients to experience the process of getting fit. Yes, really. Becoming a fit, unbreakable human is just like making these ice cream pops. From idea to action. It all started when I saw this photo of rose petal creams with a dark chocolate shell, pistachios, and nettle seeds posted by Tara, who goes by the handle The Medicine Circle on social. Sign me up. I need to make these immediately. Making popsicles was only something I thought about in the dead of summer, thinking, oh, that would be fun. Then I'd promptly let that thought go since I didn't have the proper molds to form them. I know, such a tiny hurdle to overcome, but this is something we humans do all the time. Then I reviewed the ingredients list. I didn't have all of the ingredients on hand, and so I had a choice. Spend a bit more money and wait for it to be shipped to me to get everything needed for the exact recipe, or adapt the flavors to use things I already had on hand at home. I really wanted to experience the exact flavors the recipe author used in their creation, but this time, I chose the latter. Food bloggers often groan about how people swap out ingredients in their recipe and then complain that the recipe didn't work. But I had no intention of complaining if the recipe didn't work with my swaps. Rather, past experience taught me that I could trust myself fully to make swaps that allowed me to use what I had on hand while still following the structure of the recipe the author had laid out. And I knew that I'd learn a lot from trying the recipe, even if it didn't work out the way I had planned. Where the original recipe called for a rose flavor as the base, I chose apricot, since I had leftover apricot jam from processing apricots earlier this season. Then I got to pondering, what other flavors would complement the apricot? Like any recipe, you want to take a few or several flavors and bring them together in a balanced and tasty way. I remembered a Middle Eastern dish I'd once had that used apricots and pistachios together. So I pulled out a bag of pistachios and some dried apricots for the crumble topping. To bring it all together, I took cardamom out of the spice cabinet so I could sprinkle it into the dark chocolate as I melted it for the shell. A few hours later, I was enjoying these apricot creams with cardamom, dark chocolate shells, and apricot pistachio crumble topping. thinking about how much making something simple in the kitchen gave me so much enrichment. My mind then turned to the particulars of how I got from start to finish, and how that parallels the skills I teach my clients to help them feel enriched and empowered as unbreakable humans. What's standing in your way? First, if you want to take action, the best way to do it is to remove as many barriers to action as possible, no matter how small. Anytime you have to take an action, like, say, search for and order popsicle molds, to actually do the thing you wanted to do, like making popsicles, you risk not taking the action at all. When you choose a fitness program or a diet, it's bound to fail if it includes too many hurdles you have to jump over in order to do it. Common hurdles are total time required, time of day that the program needs to be done, needing to do a lot of extras like preparing several parts of a meal and having too many things to do in order to tick the box of an accomplishment each day. Remove them by being realistic about what you have available for taking on this particular endeavor. Make it work. Next, learn the skill of knowing how to make what you have work for you. It's nice when you have the budget, space, and time to buy the exact right workout equipment to do the program you're setting out to do. I love coaching in a home setting because I can help my clients learn how to think creatively to use whatever they already have in their home to get the job done. Listen up. Third, learn to trust yourself so that when your inner voice speaks up and says, "Hey, let's deviate from the plan because we know it will be okay," you actually listen. Whether it's your body, a relationship, a recipe, or anything else, you know what's right for you, and your agency overrules everyone else's. Personal autonomy is the most important fitness and life skill you can develop, and a program that doesn't allow you to listen to the innate wisdom of your body and what it's telling you it needs teaches you to ignore yourself. And unless you're being paid to suffer and ignore your body, that is not a good thing. Customize it. Fourth, understand the ingredients that go into the end goal you'd like to achieve. This allows you to confidently tinker with them so that your journey to achieving your goal is uniquely tailored to your needs, circumstances, and starting point. For example, to become a fit, unbreakable human, there are particular ingredients that build your base of strength and support. I put them into a simple-to-remember framework called the 6 pillars of an unbreakable body. From the ground up, the 6 pillars of an unbreakable body are strong feet, mobile hips, strong glutes, strong torso, mobile shoulders, and strong posture. How much mobility, strength, and capacity you need to build in each one to achieve your goal will depend on your unique needs and where you're starting from. And once you know how to work with them, you can apply them to every single sport, workout, or body care routine and ensure you're not leaving any gaps in your base of fitness. It can actually be fun. Finally, if you've only thought of getting fit as requiring a rigid method you have to force yourself into, perhaps this story can help you see that there's a way to do this without having to ever force yourself to fit into anything. Adaptability, confidence, ownership, and autonomy are as important to your development as a human being as your muscle mass or cardiovascular fitness. And a good fitness routine should help you develop all of those things. Imagine getting fit and building your unbreakable body could actually be as fun as making a dessert. It's all in how you approach it. You just listened to the post titled, "How to Make Getting Fit More Fun and Less Frustrating" by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Okay, I'm gonna try and stay away from sounding like me, the professor in the classroom teaching my students here, but I have to mention that Kate's discussion of removing barriers and hurdles is so important. It's discussed in a really well-established model that's often used in the health field. It's called the health belief model. So according to this model, the more barriers to performing a behavior we can remove, the more likely that behavior will occur. Or put another way, the more barriers or obstacles there are, the less likely the behavior will happen. Now, Kate gave us the example of all the potential roadblocks there were to making ice cream pops. It almost discouraged her from making them at all. Now, I've ranted about this many times before, but successful companies know how to remove barriers to get us to purchase products or use their services. Think drive-through windows, where you don't even have to leave your car to get rewarded with a bunch of calories. Shopping apps that allow you to just buy now without having to first add the item to your virtual shopping cart. If we can make healthy behaviors just as convenient, well, now we might be onto something. That's why I'm such a big fan of at-home workouts, just like Kate. Exercises you can perform in your living room while watching your favorite team, show, or in my case, holiday movie is a win-win. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Again, happy Diwali if you celebrate, and I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.